The Mishnah starts off, Barishayna, at the beginning, Kol mi sheroitza litroim es hamizbeach terim. At the beginning, which any kain that wanted to do the mitzvah, Truma Tzadeshen, he had a right to do it. Drashi Barishayna, Kol mi sheroitza litroim. Kol kain, Shayim Yoise Beisav, that was part of this Beisav, they have the right to do the avoidah this week, this day, is roitza litroim adeshen shachris terim. Vlihoya payis ledover. They didn't have to choose which kohen should do the avodah. Mashenken, the other avodah sayim, there was always a pious, was something they used to choose to know which one did the avodah. Mashenken, at the beginning, this avodah of Trumas Hadeshen, we'll see in the Gemara why, there wasn't a pious. But whoever wanted, any kohen that wanted to do it, would just go and do it. What about a Zman Shem Reuben? Let's say there were a few of them, a few kohanim, wanted to do this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. So they used to have a race. Is Rotzin the Oilin Bakevesh? They used to like run up the plank of the Mizbeach, and Kol HaKoidim Eschaveiro B'Arbamis Zochem. Whoever would run up there first and win the race would get to the top four Amis first, he would be Zoche. That coin would be allowed to do the Avoida today, he'll do the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the first Avoida they do in the morning, that again they go to the Mizbeach on part of the Esher that's burnt out already, and they take a shovel full off the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. So at the beginning, any kohen that wanted, if there'll be a few of them that have a race, to see who will get up first. So Drashi, B'Maman Shem Rubim, Ha'boyin Litrum, if you have a few kohanim that want to do the Trumas Hadeshen, and only one kohen can do it, is Zerayim Raniterim, Zerayim Raniterim, Zohayim Mishpotay. So what do we do if you have a few of them, that each one said he wants to do this mitzvah, is Rotzin V'Yerlam Akevish, Shei Shloisha Mushtayim Aruch. It's 32 amas long, so they used to have a race who could get first to the top 4 amas. Why punk did they have the race to run up the Mizbeach? Let them have a race down in the middle of the Azor, should have a race, put ground to run. Could be one of two things, either because the Trumas Hadeshen was on top of the Mizbeach, it's like to show who could run to get there first at the place where they're going to do the Avodah. So the race was who could run up the plank first. Or else maybe Stam, it was a harder run to run upwards. So they wanted to see if you want to do the mitzvah and want to run there, let's see who can get there first. Do a harder running to run up the plank. What about the Imhoyu Shnayim Shovim? Let's say two of them won the race. Two of them at the same time got up to the top of Dal Ramis. What do they do? Is Hamamun Aimer. Now the Hamamun says, Hamamun Aimer, the Sakana Kahanim says to them, Hatzpiyu. Means put out your fingers. And this is, we'll soon say, this is the pious. Umahein moitzien, what did they put out? Achas eshtayim, either one finger or two fingers. So Gemara asks the questions, either one or two. What do you mean one or two? So I will see in the Gemara. V'yein moitzien agoidu b'migdish. You're not allowed to put out your thumb. You have to put out your finger, but not the thumb. The thumb you can't stick out. We'll soon see why not. Yidrashi. V'yemhoyu shneim shovim. Then if two of them ran and one got to the top at the same time, then neither of them was zeichel to do the mitzvah. So what do we do now? So Drashi Avo Mayato Kulam Boyin Lahato Gerul. Interesting. Now Rashi says, not only these two kohanim, but all the kohanim of the Beis Av come to make a piyus now. They all make a gerul. Omawa gerul, what is the gerul? How do we choose now? Hamamuna Alafai says Oymul Kulam. The Sakan that took care of the Paisa said like this. He used to tell them, Hatzpiyu, Zakrashi, Hoitziyu Espasechem, Kol Echod, Yira Etzpo, each one to stick out his finger. Now the pshat was, that the pious here was, they used to count them. Now you're not allowed to count the person 1, 2, 3, so you count the fingers. So each Kurian used to put out his finger, and the Sakan used to go around counting the fingers. Trashi, Kinaforas the Kamon, Rapirkin, Makifin, they made a circle. So the Mamuna, the Skan, came. He took off the hat, the Mitznefes, from one of these Kohanim. From him, from that person that took off his hat, they used to start counting from him. Limnois. Now, around the circle, all the Kohanim would stick out their fingers. The minion, to count. Like, let's say there were 20 kohanim there. So he used to pick a number, let's say like 50. And when he picked number 50, that means he would go around counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and go around and around. And whatever number 50 fell out on, that kohen was zeichet to do it. That's how the pious went. That was the girl. Umaitsim epiv minyan. Oimeya oishishim. He say the 160. Har beyaisim ishoyishon. Hakanim. More than zakanim. We had only 20 kanim, so we took a number like 60 or like 100. Umaschil nimnais mizeh shenotom roisham esnefes. Now he took off the hat, the misnefes, from one of the kahanim. So he started to count from that coin. So he said the hailuch, and he went around. Umayna, v'chayza chalila at seif haminyin. And it went around and around until he finished counting. Umi shaminyin kolaboy, whichever the number ended by that person, hu hazaycha, v'chayn l'chol ha-paisos. That's the way they did all the pious. All the pious was, again, they had all the kahanim around in a circle, and the skan picked any one coin and told him, you, take off your hat. And then the skan stam picked a number out of his head, any big number he wanted, and then he started to count from that person, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he counted around and around and around, and whenever number hundreds came out on, that was the one to be zeicha. And what did they count? They counted the fingers. Like we'll see in the Gemara, you're not allowed to count the persons, so you have to count the fingers. Each kohen had to stick out his finger, and the skan went around counting the fingers, and he went around 100 times till he got to number 100, and that's the one that won. No, counting fingers, not the person. Shrash yachas hashtam gubar parach lo lo. Monashach, either one or two. V'yein moitzin agoida b'migdash. When you have this count, you can't stick out your thumb. Shrash b'gmar meforish b'vnei haramoyim. We're afraid of the trickery people. Kishayakrev haminyin l'chalois, that when they see the number's going to end, like they see it's up to number 98, and he knows he only goes to 100, and he's number 99. So he lost, because number 100 wins. Know what he's going to do. V'yavet l'mi yichle yoytzi ze'oim l'fona of shteyetz boys. Number 99 is going to stick out his finger like this. To have two counts. So count number 99 and number 100. Say, oh, that's me. So that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of the guy standing right before the next guy, and he sees the count him. Number 99, number 99 is him. And he knows number 100 is the next fellow, so he'll stick out his finger like this. So the thumb, you could spread out very far away from your finger. That's where you're not to spread out your thumb. Any other two fingers, you can't spread away so far. So then they'll catch you, they'll know it's one person. It's only like this, you can spread out very far. So they didn't want you to stick out your thumb, because you shouldn't be able to spread out very far away your thumb from your first finger. Let's put out two fingers. He should count them by two different people. The Yamar Haminya Lachalis boy, and the count will end by him. He'll be number 100. The Mamuna La Yavin, and the Mamuna, the one that's counting, won't realize that. If he showed them Yachal Aharchik, Agoidum in a Etzba, you could spread very far away your thumb from your finger. Harbei, Venirakets boys based in the Yodim. And it can look like you're two people like this. So therefore, you never put out your thumb. Any other one you could put out, but not your thumb. Then the people shouldn't be able to go like this. Weiter. The Gemara Maisa, it happened later on. It once happened to Maisa. Shoyushneyem Shovin. There were two Kahanim that were Shovin. V'rotzin v'erlin ba'kevis. And there's two of them wanted to do the Trumas Adeshin. And they both started to run up the kevish. And one pushed the other one. And he fell off the kevish. And he broke his leg. Now the chivon shirah bezdin shabon ve'sakono. When the bezdin saw that doing this eitzum of letting them have a race, who could run up first the kevish? They came with a sakona. Somebody hurt himself. It's this kino. Now bezdin made a new takona that shlo yehi terminus hamizbeach. That this avoda also was only chosen with the pious. You can't somehow have a race. Now it's totally anybody that wants to, you come in the pious. And they made the same thing, everybody puts out their fingers, and the skan went around counting them, and by the number ended off, that's the one that won. Now the Mishnah Arba Payosai Sayushom, that throughout the day of the different avodas, there were four different like gorillas throughout the day. The Zeha Pious Arishan, this was the first girl. The first thing they chose for was who would be zeicha to do the mitzvah of Trumat Adeshin. This was the first pious. So Drashi, Ela b'payis, zeshe parashin, like we just learned. Now that the corner was no race, but right away we make a pious. Abba Payas Asay Hashem, Dalet Pomen Bayoim Nesofon Lepayas. Four times throughout the day, all the Kanim of that Pesav got together and they made a piyas that they chose which one should be zeicha to do the avoda. So the Gemara, Vamikora, my time Aloitkino Larabon and Paisa. How come at the beginning, like the Mishnah starts off, that Rishayna, there wasn't the Pais? Rishayna, at the beginning, the first din was, whoever wants to do the Trumas Hadeshin could just come and say, I want to do it. And if you have a few people wanting to, then they made a race. How come right away at the beginning, they didn't do this Eitzah of making a Pius, like they did later on in the other Avoidus? Like, why was the Trumas Hadeshin different than the other Avoidus? Rashi Vavoidizu. Shatrumas Hadeshin Mikorom. Koidim Shira Takolim Rutsosvam. My time lot kinul apias. Kechol Shara Voidis to Maslitsin. The Tanina Shakol Tchilosom the Pius Hoysom. Like we'll see later on. All the different Avoidis, they chose you with this type of apias. So how come the Trumas Hadeshin at the beginning wasn't like that? So Gemara says, Mikor at the beginning. Sovar the Rabbanan thought that Kivan de Avoidis Lailhi. Since this is an avoida, a work that you do when it's still nighttime, even before Olas HaShachar, lechashiv alhu, it's not so choshiv. So the Kohanim won't come running and want to do it. And you won't have so many Kohanim wanting to do it. So therefore, you don't have to have a piyus. No, you'll be happy if one Kohen or two, whoever comes, a few of them, one or two would come. So Sam, the Maori one would come, so let him do it. If you have two or three, let them have a race. But you don't have that many Kohanim coming to one that you shall have to make a piyus. The kivon the chos the kosui the yosel de sakona. But later on, the chum saw that no people, the kahanim were coming. They did want to do the trumas adeshin, and they had to come onto the race. And throughout the race, people hurt themselves. The melo now kino law paisam. Now the rabbon already made a takona to make a pious, just like the other avoidus. But I call upon him at the beginning, since this was only an avoida that you do at night time, it wasn't so choshim, there wasn't such a big line, a way to do this avoida. So Rashi, kivin the avoidus lailahi, hoyil v'huchshir balaila, like we had before, you're allowed to do the trumas hadeshin throughout the night, that we had on Yom Kippur by night, and did it by chatzos, by the regolim that did it even after the first hashmeira. So you see, you're allowed to do it throughout the night. It's lechashiv alei, lekahanim, v'lo yosali and suyolo. The Kohanim didn't bother them who should do it, and they wouldn't come to fight, so they didn't have to make a pious to satisfy them. But later, when they saw they did come and they pushed one another, then they made a pious. Fred Gemara, for a hevorim upadorim, vineyard to burn the pieces of meat of the kabonis, the hectare murim. The avoidus lily, it's an avoidus that you could do at night time. The shchit and the zrikas adam of the kabonis have to be done by daytime, but the burning of the meat you could do at night time. Utkino la rabbona paisa. And still there's a pious, which kohen is zeicha to burn the evorim of the pieces of meat. So if you're telling me now anything you do at night time is not chosher, they don't come to run, so how come there was a pious, which kohen should be zeicha to burn the evorim upadorim? There shouldn't be any fight about it. So drashi v'aktaras evorim, shukosher kol alaylo, utanan gabi paisois, demas nitsin mi mal evorim lekevesh, o min hakevesh lemizbeach. Who's going to do this? So you see, even for an avoida at night time, also there was an inyan from the pious. So the Gemara says, Soifa avoided the Yomamahi. The inyan of burning the Evorim, true, you did it at night time, but it wasn't like an avoida that you first started at night. It was the end of the avoidas of the Kabonis. The Moshe, you made the Shchita and the Zrika at daytime. Now how do you finish off the avoida of that Korban Oila? You burn the meat. So even though you burn it at night, but it's called the end of the avoidas Hayoim. That's why it was a Choshev avoida. Drashi Saifa Vodid Yamamhi, Shogomroi Shokorbin, Shanishkat Payoim, that's the end of the carbon that you shechta by daytime. Venizrak Domoi, and you made his rikas adam bayoim. Lakacha Shuva Biena Yakanim, was a choshev a thing in the eyes of the Kohanim. Lova Lorevole, that they should come to fight about it. But since it was a love of choshev, that's what had to make a peace. Fred Gemara, Hai Nami, Tchila Savoido Yamamhi. Fred Gemara, this is also called the Tchila Savoido Yamamhi. So what's the Trumas Hadeshin? No, it's not Stam called an Avoida that you do at night time. It should also be called a Choshuva Avoida. Because the Trumas Hadeshin, this is the first Avoida you do in the daytime. V'atchilas Avoida Yimamhi. The Yomar Rav Yechanon. Kiddish Yodov L'Trumas Hadeshin. If somebody's Mekadosh sins for the Trumas Hadeshin, is L'mochor, tomorrow, ain't Tzorach L'Kaddish. You don't have to be Mekadosh your hands a second time. Whereas even if you made the Kiddish, for the Trumas Hadeshin before the Olas HaShachar, when it comes in the morning, Ola Tashachar, you don't have to wash hands over again. Why not? Shekva kidesh metchilas avoida. Because you already mekadesh your hands at the beginning of the avoida. So the hafimin rizda means that Shrumat Adeshen, this is the beginning of the avoida of the yoim. So even though you washed your hands before Ola Tashachar, but since you washed your hands for the purpose of doing the Shrumat Adeshen, that's considered like the beginning of the avoida sayoim. So you see, Shrumat Adeshen is called the Choshev avoida. Have the Gemara know what it means to say is Eimav Shekva Kiddush Mitchila La Avoida. It doesn't mean that the Trumas Adeshin is the first Avoida of the Yom. No, Trumas Adeshin is called an Avoida of the Laila. But just means since you were Mekadesh hands Mitchila at the beginning before you did an Avoida, you don't have to wash your hands again. But not that Trumas Adeshin is considered the beginning of the Avoida Sayyim. It just means since you washed your hands at the beginning, you don't have to wash it over again. So Rashi, Lamachar ain't Sarech Lakadish. Im La Yotzim in Amigdish. If the Kohen did not go out of the Migdash, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. The Afidulu Rebbe, the Yom of Shchitas Kodshim, Linas Moelis, the Kiddush Adayim Braglayim, that waiting overnight, passels your hands, that you have to wash your hands over again. If somebody came in today to do the Avoidah, and he stays in the base of Migdash the whole night, when it comes tomorrow morning, according to Rebbe, you have to wash your hands a second time. Because throughout the night, makes up Sulina. Of a Zakrashi Maidhu, but Rebbe is Maidhu, the Mikrus Gever at Safram, that if you wash your hands for the Trumas Adeshin, which was done by the Krus Gever, even though you wait now until Safram to the morning, Loi Postalina, this short time between the Krus Gever and the Safram, there's no Psalina. That's what this din is saying. If you wash your hands by the Krus Gever, let's serve the avoidance of Trumas Adeshin, you don't have to wash your hands that day. And it says, why? Because Metchila Savoida. Alma Tchila Savoida Korilo. So the half meaning is that the Trumas Adeshin, this is called the beginning of the Avoida. So it's a Choshev Avoida. So Gemara says, no. Eima say like this. Shekva Kiddush Metchila. Lashum Avoida. Just means that you were Mekadosh hands before already for the purpose of doing an Avoida. But not that this Avoida has to mean the beginning of the Avoida Sayyim. So it says that this is only a Dichu B'Yalma. Like really though, this is the Yemes though. Really, Trumas Adeshin is called the Choshev Avoida. Really, it is Avoida Sayyim. It is the Tchila Sayyim. So, Ika the Army is something like this. Ika the Army, another Svar. Again, the question was, how come at the beginning, by the Trumas Adeshin, they did not make a peace? They just did. Whoever came has first right. And if they had a few of them, they had a race. How come? So, Ika the Army is something like this. Meikor at the beginning, Sabar. Kivon Dikoy Neshino. Since that's very probably most people oversleep, they won't get up so early to do the Avoida of Trumas Adeshin. Loyosu, people won't come, they're going to be sleeping. But this is an Avoida you have to start doing by the Krus HaGevern, so you have to be up before that. So people won't come so fast. Oh, but later, Kivon, the Chaz of the Yosu, but later they saw that they were coming. Ukosin, Namu de Sakona. So when you had a few people coming, the Yetzer was to make a race. But then they saw that with the race, one person pushed the other one off. So they came with a sakana. It's kinu lo rabbonin paisa. Then the rabbonin said, we'll make a pious already. Even for the Trumas Adeshin, also there's a pious. Now, how will you zeicha to make the Trumas Adeshin? With the pious. For the Gemara now, again on this man, the Yama. I vareyevorim upadorim, diikoy neshino, ut kinu lo rabbonin paisa. I for the evorim upadorim also, it's an avoid you do at night time. So also we should say, not too many kanam would come to burn the meats at night, because at night they're all sleeping already. Just like you're telling me now in the early morning for the Trumas Adeshin, you're not going to have too many people because it's too early to get up. Who was in at night time? It's too late to be up. So my answer is Poshin. Shani migno mi mekum. There's a difference if you didn't go to sleep yet. To stay up a little bit later, that's easier than if you're already sleeping to get up early in the morning. Hey, to get up early in the morning for the Trumas Adeshin, since you're already sleeping, it's very hard to get up. So you're not going to have too many kanim to get up. Mashenkin at night, for the Avorim of Pedorim, the Pshat is you're still up. You didn't go to sleep yet. So that's not so hard to stay up. So for the burning of the Pedorim and the Avorim, you will have a lot of Kahanim. That's why there right away you had to make a piece. So Rashi, Shani, Migna, Minekum. Noyach le'liyodim, it's easier for a person, le'nadeid shinu mi'enov, to keep himself awake, not to go to sleep, mi'le'lech lishin, rather than going to sleep, at soif ha'layla, mi'liyos oimed mi'mitosa vi'ashkoma, shi'trumas adeshin. So it's easier to keep yourself up and not to go to sleep the whole night, rather than going to sleep and having to get up early in the morning. It's harder to get up for the Trumas Adeshin. So that's why for Truma Sadeshin at the beginning, they didn't think Tumah Nekarim would come. So that's why they didn't make a pious. Even though for the Avorim and Pedurim, for that they did have a pious. Because that was easier to stay up. Now, come on now, Lukash now. The Tekanta Lahagisehve, is it true that you made a Takona this way? So Rashi says, Kushi. To keep Nefnei Takolo, Shiro Nesakon Lepias, is it a swear what you're saying? Because somebody made a Takona. Because somebody pushed one another over. That's why they made this Takona, you have to make a Pias. No, it should be the opposite way around. So Drashi Bolo Haigisehevi. Bishril Sida Amarocha, Oshnegizri Eitzim, Shatorim Hua Mesadir. Like there's a new reason. The Moros asked the question, what are you saying? Why did the Rabbanan now make a pierce by their Truma Sedeshin? Because like the Mishnah says, that's not going to happen. One time they ran up and one person pushed off the other Kohen. So because of that mitzvah, they made the Takonah. Fredrik Moros, not true. I have another reason why the Rabbanu should be Mesakan Apiyas. That's the Lashon HaGemara Rashi learns again. But the Kantalak Yisu, is this the reason why the Rabbanu made the Takona? Because of Mishum Sakona, they pushed off one another. Takantalak Yisevi, this should be the reason why the Rabbanu made the Takona. You should have to have a Apiyas by the Truma Tadeshin. Because the Tanya, we learned like this. Mishazocha B'Truma Tadeshin. The Koyin that was Zoycha to do the mitzvah of Truma Tadeshin is Zocha. He also has the right to put the wood on top of the marocha. To put the wood on top of the siddur marocha. So who you see it's a choshev avoida then. So since it's a choshev and avoida that to do the truma tradition, you have a right to do a few other things also. So male now a lot of people would come. So that's the reason why you should have to have the takona. Not only mishuma takona. So Drashi. For like you said, bishvil siddur marocha. The one that does the Truma Tadeshin, he has the right to Mesadir the Marocha, to make up the small wood on the bottom, and then you have to put on top of that the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, two big pieces of wood, an Amma long, an Amma by an Amma. Since one Kohen did all these things, Yesh Kan Avodas Chashuvos, or Mekoraboy piece, the Chur is a Chashuva thing now. His Avim in the word Truma Tadeshin is a small Avodah, people don't come. But now that there's a din, that you do a few things, so the chur at the beginning, for this there should have been a piyus, because a lot of kanam would come to do this, since it's a very chashav and avoida. So the chur would have to come out like our Mishnah says, mishum sakona, that's why they made a piyus. The chur, they should have made the piyus, because pashid, a lot of kanam are going to come to do the mitzvah, trumas adeshen, because even though it's hard to do it, but you're zeichu with a lot of things. You could do the siddur marocha, you could do the shnei gizri eitzim also. Have the gemara like this, amravashi, Shtei takonis heavy. True, there were two different times, two different takonis. Meikor at the beginning, sovar lo yosi. At the beginning, the rabbanis thought, no kahanim is going to want to come to do the mitzvah truma tadeshin. Like we're saying, it's not such a choshev and avoidom. It's too early in the morning to get up. They won't want to come. So kibon the chazi the kosli, but once the chum saw, no, they were coming. The yosanamu they takono, and the bekomu they takono, kino lefaita. They made a peace. Like it says in our Mishnah. Now, Kivon is Kino Lepaisa, since they're Masaka now, you can't stop come and get the Truma Tadeshin. You have to come, make a circle, and we'll choose which one you get it. Now the Kanim stop coming. They figured if we're going to have a Pius, for this Avoidum, it's not worth it to get up so early in the morning. The Chal the Kanim stop to come. They didn't want to do the Avoid the Truma Tadeshin. They figured it's not worth it. If a Bishkaim, if I know I'll come and I'll do it, so I'll get up early today to do it. But if I know, even when I get there early, I'm going to have to make a circle, I'm going to choose all the kanim and start counting again all around, it's not worth it for me to come there. That's what the kanim said. Like, it's too hard to get up and to have to wait there. They said, Lo Yossi Amr, they said, Mi Yema de Misram Milon, who said that I'll be Zeicha to do the Mitzvah Truma Tradition? So mainly they stopped coming. Is Hodot Kino Lo, Lohu, then the Rabbon had to make a second takonim, then what? That ni shezocha b'trumas adeshin, any kohen that zeicha the trumas adeshin, yitzke b'siddur marochon. He should be zeicha to do the siddur, set up the marochon to make the fire on top of the mizbeach, or b'shnei gizri eitzim. And he was the one, or shnei gzire eitzim. And he's the one to do the shnei gzire eitzim. He can put the two pieces of wood down on top of the marochon. Ki heichi d'neisiv nefaisu. Today the kadanim should figure, it's taka worthwhile coming. And even though you have to make a piyus, so what? It's worthwhile doing it. That since I'll be zeichin a few things, I'll have the mitzvah, Truma Tadeshin, I'll have the mitzvah of the to the Marochon of the Gezira Yitzim, it's worth it to do it, that's why they came. So that was the two different Akonis. At the beginning, Michlal, not too many people came, so there was no peace. So then they made, then they started to come. So then, because of the takana, that they had to have a race, and one pushed off the other one, they made a takana to make a peace. Now that they made a peace, not too many kind of wanted to come, they stopped coming, so that's why they had to make another takana, that whoever comes and is zoiche with the peace, to be zoiche for the Truma Sadeshin, he'll get the Shnei Gezira Yitzim also, with the Marocha. Therefore, kind of started to come. Right, the Mishnah says it was man shame Reuben. If you have a few of them, so they used to run up the kevish. Ma'amar Rapapa, Shitali, Arba Amis. That's what it says. Whoever got to the first four Amis, the Arya Loi. It doesn't mean the first four Amis on the ground before the kevish starts to go up, because Rotsin the earlier the kevish Tanan. It says clearly they have to run up the plank. So it doesn't mean the first four Amis on the ground before you go up the kevish. No. It doesn't mean either the first four amas of it, but they have to run on it. So they just stand and say, whoever gets to the first Dalad Amas, that's not called running. You don't run, like you cannot stop the first Dalad Amas you got there. Like the plank was, the kevish was 32 amas long. So you can't say it means whoever got to the first Dalad Amas, because it says the Lashon, they have to run up. So Mashman, you have to do some running on the kevish itself. So which Dalad Amas does it mean? Zoktavaita. It's not the other call according to Mitzvah. But the Bene Bene Namiloi, it doesn't mean in between, like the bottom of the Kevish and the top of the Kevish, someplace in between the Dalad Amas there, it's not Mistabra, means that either. It doesn't mean that either. The Loi Messiah Milso, because we don't know which Dalad Amas you're going to mean. So since we don't know which Dalad Amas you're going to mean, so it's not Mistabra, they meant Dalad Amas in the middle. So, Pshitli, I know, understand now for sure that the God Mizbeach Tanan, it's this command, whoever reaches the top Dalad Amas of the Mizbeach first, he's the one that's going to be Zoyche. The top Dalad Amas of the Kevish, he's going to be Zoyche. Rashi, Pshitli, the Arba, the Kevish, Gabe Mizbeach Tanan, it means the last four Amas of the Kevish before it touches the Mizbeach. Miu, Homi Broly, but I still have a suffix though. Much like this. Of a boy or a puppet says, but I still have a suffix though. Arba Amis, Shomru. That's what we said, the one that reached the last four Amis of the Kevish. Bahadiyay, Bahed Bahadiy Amma Yisoid, the Amma Soidiv. Does it mean including the Amma of the Yisoid and the Amma of the Soidiv? Which was soon said on the Mizbeach itself was like this. The Mizbeach itself on the bottom, there was one Amma Yisoid that came out on Amma. There was the bottom, then it came up an arm, and it went indentured an arm in, then it came up. So the bottom part of the Mizbeach is called the Yisoid. Like it went up. So there's one arm indentured on the Yisoid. Then when the Mizbeach went up by the Soidev also, it also went in an arm of the Mizbeach, and then it went up again. Now the Kevesh, when it went up straight on top, it reached the Mizbeach, it passed the bottom armor of the Mizbeach. Like it went, it reached down the top of the Mizbeach like this. So on the bottom here, you already have an Amma sticking out of the Yisoid, and an Amma of the Yisoidiv also. So the Kevesh Taka touches the top of the Mizbeach, not at the beginning of the Mizbeach, where it starts on the floor, but rather two Ammas in, that's where the Kevesh meets the Mizbeach. Like on the floor, the Mizbeach starts two Ammas out. Now when it comes up, it goes in one Amma Yisoid, it comes up more, goes in one Amma Yisoidiv, and now on top over here, that's where the Kevesh meets it. So the Kevesh overlaps two Amis of the Mizbeach itself. So now when I said you have to meet the last Dalad Amis, doesn't mean the last Dalad Amis away from the bottom of the Mizbeach, which really means six Amis away from the top of the Kevish, because the top of the Kevish goes two Amis onto the Mizbeach. So it meant to say four Amis away from where the Kevish meets the bottom of the Mizbeach. Or else no, it means the last four Amis where the Kevish touches the top of the Mizbeach. So that was the suffix. His boy Rapapa. Arab Amis, that's what we say, the one that reaches the last four Amis, Shomrum. Fahada Yami Yisoid V'Yamasoiviv, it means including the Yami Yisoid and the Yamasoiviv. In other words, Mamish, the last four Amis of the Kevish, of the plank, whoever reaches there first, is Zoicha. Oiduma, maybe meant to say no. Bar Me Amma Yisoid V'Yamasoiviv Teku. He meant to say no, exclude.